You have the agenda in front of you. We need to go into executive session, though.
Take care of the audit business first, all right, well.
The other thing will be executive session, too.
Right, it's all executive until we go to members' comments, so. You want to start the tape?
You start it, so you just say you're here, then I'll.
Okay, Senator Coghill, Senator Purcell, Marjorie Peel, Judge Stewart, Harvey Payton, and myself. Okay, we're at the.
Vehicle. What I had wanted to do before we decide on whether to, you know, entertain a judiciary CS was to give the committee an opportunity, if they wanted, to have a sponsor substitute for the initial ethics committee version that would substitute the bill of Michael Josephson for that. I'm not pushing it. I don't know if you feel comfortable about it. Yeah.
It appears to me that Josephson bill needs to be redrafted by all legal drafters to put it in context.
I would want to endorse it.
It is, but the drafting is not going to change anything substance. It's just going to be stylistic.
It's going to take out all the commentary, isn't it?
It's going to take out the commentary, but it's going to put it separately, and the plan is that the legislature would vote on the commentary, just like it votes on a letter of intent.
I would too. I'd have to see it in another form.
I think what he's asking is, would they let the judiciary committee go ahead, or do you want to have a sponsor substitute from this committee?
Yeah, it's a courtesy to us, the ethics committee, to, if we wanted to, only if we wanted to feel comfortable, we could have a sponsor substitute for our original bill. If people aren't comfortable with that, then they, if they choose to adopt the Michael Josephson approach, it would be a judiciary CS for the original bill.
I prefer the latter.
Okay.
It takes us off the hook.
That's obviously in the House, the Senate.
They got the original bills.
Judiciary, not this committee.
You're saying then there's not going to be a bill introduced by Michael, by Josephson, then, right?
We, the bill is being prepared as.
It's all happening.
It's all going to be.
I got that down there. You come down, I'll give it to you. Did you get the other one?
And why are you doing it as a CS as opposed to a separate, totally separate bill?
It could be, it's just.
Before we break up.
I say do it as a separate bill and then adopt it over as a CS.
Before we break up, I just have to say for the record that we've adopted advisory opinion 90-1 and 90-2, and they'll be released.
Jackie coming off yet?
Tomorrow.
One little thing to take care of, man.
Oh.
Right, one call.
Right.
We got to leave?
Bye.
Does anybody else have any stuff they want to turn in to me?
So, let me, before we do adjourn, the public members, Lisa, for the House side, you're comfortable with, at this point anyway, not introducing this bill on the House side as well as a sponsor substitute. You'd rather not do that. Is that the reading that you get?
I haven't seen it.
We'll get you a copy of this. When John gets it done, we'll get a copy to you, and if we decide we want to do something different, we'll talk about it.
What committee is it in, Mike?
It's in judiciary.
Well, just have them do a committee substitute.
I'm not sure they want to.
Well, if they don't, then that changes the.
Well, I don't know. You know, we didn't.
I'll be in conversation with you, Scott.
In court.
Okay. Can we adjourn?
It was nice having lunch.
We're adjourned.
We're adjourned.